Community-based health providers have been around for a very long time, a lot longer than our modern ministries of health and the public health systems that we know around the world. In the Alma Ata Declaration, we acknowledge them, and with the advice for anyone working in communities to please engage and work with traditional health providers, as they are considered a primary source of health and information. The context, these are numbers that you all know. A quarter of pregnant women still did not obtain prenatal care. Almost a third are without attendance by someone with special training. And almost half of births, all births around the world, take place outside of health facilities for various reasons. There are no health facilities. They're perceived as too far away, too expensive, or women prefer not to be in those facilities and would prefer to be at home. And throughout the world, we know that traditional birth attendants, in such cases, are responsible for all the care of a woman, from prenatal through postnatal, for the mother as well as the newborn. During the same time, since the Alma Ata, there has been a shifting of policy among many health groups to move away from the use of traditional health providers, birth attendants, and instead focus priority especially on training resources and on support to skilled birth attendants who have professional training and who benefit from national professional organization support and international organization support. Why is that? And why has there been this shift away from trained traditional birth attendants toward professional skilled providers? I want to briefly review the literature just to set the stage. Most recently, there was a Cochrane review on traditional birth attendants. They looked widely at the literature on training traditional birth attendants, and they focused their review on four studies in particular that they felt had a sufficiently good research design, numbers, and data to perhaps shed light on the topic. They concluded that the potential for TBA training to decrease newborn death was promising and when combined with improved health services. The number of studies, however, they felt was insufficient to provide the necessary evidence for TBA training effectiveness. Buta, 2 years earlier, had carried out a more inclusive review of evidence, looked at 64 community-based studies to improve primary health care outcomes. Most they described as carried out with small numbers of wide variation in quality and design. Nevertheless, based on that review of those articles, they recommended that there were a number of interventions that should be included in community-based activity. That includes syphilis screening and treatment, tetanus toxoid immunization, clean delivery practices were including, of course, breastfeeding, and then continued complementary feeding until with breastfeeding to the second year of age, and pneumonia case management. They also identified a number of other activities that could be included, but the evidence was not strong enough to really justify a strong recommendation. I think the work by Bang and Bang through their organization Search in India for the past 20 years, well known to many if not all of you, and with very compelling data. They've been using a controlled intervention for, I believe, over 20 years now, working with trained traditional birth attendants, trained, well-supported community health workers, working together to provide home-based maternal neonatal health services with really amazing, for those of us in the field, not amazing, but very impressive results, well-documented and reported. Neonatal mortality reductions of 70%, morbidities decreasing by 60%, premature or low birth weight infant mortality declining in that same range. They report a cost of this intervention at about $6 per mother newborn pair, and at about $150 for every death averted. So where are we with the use of traditional birth attendants today and versus what I described a few minutes ago as the issue of skilled birth attendants? My language, and it's only mine, is we're in a bit of a policy food fight, I think, with a lack of evidence, with not much concurrence, and with countries moving in different directions simultaneously on the use of community-based health providers. In particular, I think the lightning rod being traditional birth attendants. Dr. Bang, in a presentation I heard a couple of months ago, announced to the audience that the government of India was embracing their strategy of community-based maternal and neonatal health as the national community-based strategy for the country. It sounds phenomenal. I'm excited for him and for that country. Honduras and Child Fund is working with traditional birth attendants right now, and Alfonso Rosales is going to tell us about that. We're going to hear from experiences in Haiti, Philippines, and Liberia. Again, Child Fund has been very active with traditional birth attendants, trained and supported in Senegal now for well over a decade, with very positive experience. At the same time, Malawi, which was pro-traditional birth attendants, is now anti, according to MOH policies. That's true in Kenya, Uganda, Ghana, Zambia, and actually it's even more complex than that because, as many of you know, you can go into a country in which there may be a policy against working with TBAs, and you'll find TBAs working locally and actually ministry staff working with them. You can go into a country that's pro-TBA and find ministry staff who will not work with them despite national policy. So it's a bit of a mess, and there you have it. In Henry Perry's and group's review of community-based primary health care effectiveness, I thought this was a pertinent quote on overcoming professional and political resistance to new paradigms in health systems. There's a long history of resistance among organized health professionals to delegate tasks downward, even though this lowers costs for the poor and improves access to services. Rather than supporting strong community-based programs in high mortality, resource-poor settings, these groups have missed opportunities for synergistic collaboration. Well, we hope this series of presentations today will move us a little bit further down that road. And